If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Greg Jarrett, Sports Director Dave Innitt in the WGN Showcase Studio, and we have decided without a doubt that we're going to party like it's 1985.
20 seconds remaining now. Mike Ditka being hoisted on the shoulders of his team. 13, 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7, 6,
buddy,
5,
Ryan too, coach.
4, 3, 2, 1. Believe it, the dream is reality. The Chicago Bears are world champions of football.
I don't know about you, Coach Ditka, but if I partied like it was 1985, they'd have to haul me out of here on a stretcher.
Yeah, we all partied that night a little bit.
Welcome into WGN. How's it going today?
Everything's good. Coach Buddy Ryan's right with me here right now. So, it's going to be a great night. We're looking forward to just to honor the guys one last time, final, 25 years after the fact. And I just hope everybody enjoys as much as I'm going to enjoy it.
Good morning, Buddy.
Hey, good morning. You talk about having a party after the game. It went on for 2 or 3 weeks. You just got in on the first part of it.
Buddy, there are a lot of people who would say that party hasn't stopped. And, Mike, you were part of an NFL championship in 19...
Hello.
Yeah, Mike, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. 1963, you guys won a championship, and that team is still held with great affection by Bears fans. But there is a connection to that 85 team that is stronger than any connection between any team and the fans in Chicago history. What was it about that team in that season?
The players were the connection. I mean, they were characters that had character. I mean, Buddy had the best defense, and I think in the history of the game, I can't say that because everybody says I'm prejudiced. But I've watched enough of them to know that I played on a pretty good one in Dallas, and I've seen some good ones in Miami, and I've seen some good ones in a lot of other places, San Francisco, but I've seen nothing like the 85 Bears defense.
What about the Dallas shutout at 44 to nothing?
Well, that hurt Coach Landry a lot, Buddy.
That shutout. Hey, that's feel good.
I told Buddy, I said, call those guys off. You're going to kill that quarterback. He said, we'll keep going after him. He never called him off.
Boy, well, didn't want to lose that shutout.
I'm sorry, Buddy. When did both of you know? What was the moment where you knew you were going to win it all?
Hello. I can't hear you.
Well, Buddy asked, when did you know that we thought you had a chance to win? We had a chance to win it all.
Well, I think whenever we finally got people in, you know, Singletary and those guys helped out all training camp, and that was kind of the pressure on the defense with Al Harris and Todd Bell, the starters that were holding out, and we practiced. I called on the phone about 10 times a day, and finally Singletary came back, and that was a big plus. And we got those other two guys who may have been illegal.
Yeah, that's true. I thought the confidence grew and grew and grew. And, you know, everybody talks about Miami, but we were still a confident football team. But when we went to the playoffs, nobody in the history of the games ever played the way our defense played. I mean, 2 shutouts and 10 points. You know, you're giving up 3.3 points a game in three of the best teams in the National Football League. So it was a great defense.
Coaches, and I'm going to start with you first, Coach Ditka. Dave Innitt and I have been going back and forth over this since the season began. It just does not seem that professional football, the NFL, is as fun as it was, say, in 1985, even 1995. That a lot of the entertainment value has gone out of it. Does that have to do with the style of play, or does that have to do with the players themselves?
Well, let me tell Buddy what he asked. He says the game is different today. It doesn't seem like there's as much fun in the game. What is it, the style of the game or the players?
Oh, I think there's a lot of fun in the game. I follow several of our guys that are coaching, and they seem to be having fun, and they moving around. But they always did. They always had 3 wide receivers and 4. I mean, hell, that's nothing new. And 10 in the box, we invented that.
Yeah.
8 and 9 in the box.
So what I think what Buddy's saying is right. You know, when you watch you watch Rex and Rob play, you watch what they do defensively with the Jets and the Browns. You know, there's so many similarities if you understand it, and I understand it because I watched it for so long. So many understand that you have to tweak it because of the number of receivers out there, but still, it's the same concept. If you get the quarterback, you win the game.
Mike, you have this event tonight at Erie Crown Theater, All-State Glory Days, Legends of the Bears, 25th anniversary. How many guys you got coming back for this?
Well, I think we got almost everybody coming back except the guys coaching. I mean, we got Jeff and Mike and Les and
Chico. Got a lot of coaches off that
coaching.
Team.
Other than that, we got most everybody coming back. I'm pretty sure one guy went hunting. I don't know. There might be one or two guys missing, but most of them are going to be there.
That should be a great night. I'm sure there'll be a lot of great stories, too, about Walter Payton.
Yep. He was the best.
No question.
And there's still tickets available for this. If you go to WGNradio.com, we have a link set up for you so that you can get tickets to the event tonight. Big party? I mean, are you guys going to party after this, coaches, or are you going to...
Unfortunately, I got a 6 o'clock flight to Connecticut in the morning, but I'll probably have a drink or two with these guys.
Okay, thanks, guys, and
best
of luck at
you.
The reunion, and thanks for the time here on the radio station. Okay, those guys obviously got up. They have an early breakfast get-together this morning, and then it's been...
he's on ESPN all the time, and, yeah. You know, he's got the all the NFL stuff over the weekend, but great to hear from Buddy Ryan, and, you know, yeah, he's got two sons coaching in the league, Rex, of course, with most notably the head coach of the Jets, who's done a great job there, and that's he's one of the guys who is keeping the NFL a lot of fun.